Greetings, beautiful people. Hello, hello. In this episode, I reflect on the many lessons I've learned about being in conscious relationship and stepping into my power through the embodiment of dance as a master teacher of life. You are listening to Nazan Imarashian Love and Heart Art, deep dive into tools for empowerment and healing. I remember growing up, I had done ballet and jazz and all the dances you do as a kid, but I never really felt that I was good at it. And I held this belief for such a long time that I couldn't dance, that I couldn't hear the music, feel the beat, and I just wasn't good. I could freestyle dance for sure, but I couldn't do any routines, and I would convince myself that I couldn't remember the steps. And it was interesting, in my mid to late 20s, a really dear friend of mine was really into Argentinian tango, and she invited me to a class, and of course I was like, no, I can't dance. And she said, just come, it's fun. She dressed me up in her fancy outfits. She said, you've got to dress up in tango. And I agreed. And when I got there, I was mesmerized by this dance. It just pulled at my heartstrings. And in that moment, it was so clear, even to this day, that in that moment, I said to myself, I can dance. I can feel the music. I can remember the steps. And that night I danced Argentinian tango and no one believed I was a beginner. In fact, no one even believed this was my first ever dance lesson in tango. Because what I had done in that moment was completely surrender and allow myself to be led by the dance partner, so that I was able to experience this beautiful dance. I was seeing this movement, this story that was in the dance, this love story. It was one of those moments that showed me the power of intention and the freedom in removing limiting beliefs. There was also a raffle on that dance class, and I never win raffles, and I won the raffle that night. So the universe was really kicking me in the shins, saying, this is for you. I won 2 tango CDs, and I would listen to the music every day, feel the rhythm, understand the movement through the music, and how the music tells this incredible love story. And so began my tango journey. I did it for about 2 years regularly, and I was getting really good. It was such a transformative teaching for me about how to stand in my sovereignty, how to maintain myself and still surrender, to submit within my power. Because that was something I was really struggling with, reclaiming my feminine harmony within my feminine energy. And it really began here, I feel. It was in this dance and in that surrender that I was able to do the complex dance moves and allow myself to be led. In that moment of surrender, I could tune into what my dance partner was moving me into, and I could do advanced steps, but also he had to be a good leader, obviously. And the moment that I doubted, the moment I came out of surrender and pushed back too much, I couldn't do any of the movements. It was interesting. And an incredible lesson about relationships. And that relationship with myself, firstly, and how I could shift a belief of I can't dance, I can't hear the music, to suddenly I'm doing the Argentinian dance tango like I'm dancing in the movies. It also taught me that if you really want something and you shift your thought, your mindset to I can, then anything is possible. And any time in your life, when you carry a desire of wanting something so badly, it launches you into a momentum of manifesting it into your life. And the thing about Argentinian tango that really launched me into the embodiment of what conscious relationship feels like was the tango embrace. So beautiful. The way I was taught was that when you come together, it's like this whole story. So when you first come together, you stand in front of your partner and you connect. Before you even touch, you make eye contact. And then once there is a connection, you step forward towards each other and you lean in, chest to chest. And where you're connected is at the diaphragm, and you need to create this counterweight. So if the male counterpart is too strong, the female counterpart needs to really push back strongly, and it can be really difficult to maintain the embrace. It takes a lot of energy. Similarly, if the male counterpart is too soft, then the female counterpart will press in too much and ends up leading, so it doesn't work. But when you both step in together and create a harmonious counterweight with your counterpart, where you are leaning into each other at the right pressure, that even without holding arms, you can dance because you are connected in that embrace, in that counterweight so harmoniously. Understanding that you both are connecting as your sovereign selves with a degree of surrender that allows you to merge and maintain your balance was key. And that, to me, is the dance of a conscious relationship, the dance of true connection. Then once in the embrace, you link arms and you begin and you go on this walk. The basic tango step is walking. And then your partner gives you space. There's a pause and you do the kicks and flourishes, the swivels. I can't remember the dance names, you know. And you go, and then you go back to walking. In the milonga, there are three rounds in the dance. The first round, it's slow. You're getting to know each other. You're finding each other's rhythm. You are tuning in. You're going on the long walk. And the second song speeds up. You're in the throes of passion. You're in this exhilaration of being in this sensual space of desire. There's a lot of great kicks and flourishes and exploration, and it feels like you're running in the dance. And then the final song, you slow down. It's time for separation. It's time to disconnect from the embrace and take in all that you have experienced for the departure. It is so gorgeous. I feel like that is the rhythm of life. When we allow ourselves to surrender fully within our sovereignty, there is no loss of self in that surrender. Rather, it is creating space so magic can flow between you and within you, so you can walk together. You can go on the long walk, yeah? So that you can express your creative self in that space created and yet maintain the connection through this counterweight. There's no pushing, no pulling. It's just this fluid motion because you are both allowing the softness and the strength to work together, the feminine and the masculine. Oh, Argentinian tango, everyone. Oh, if you haven't experienced it, seriously, go out and find a class. And in your lives, my friends, turn the I can't to I can. The I don't know to I can figure it out. The I want to I am being that. And seize the inspiration and begin. If I hadn't changed my mindset in that first tango class, I would not have experienced such a deep understanding and healing for myself on how to be in right relationship. Firstly, within myself, and then with a counterpart. Indeed, life is a big dance. No matter what style you want to engage in, just dance, be free. It's a dance of joy, a dance of exploration, a dance of inspiration, a dance of pain and the exquisite beauty that can be squeezed out of you in that agony, a dance of fierceness, a dance of loveliness, a dance of transformation, a dance into conscious relationship. So just keep dancing, everyone. Sending your deep love and gratitude and spaciousness to explore your creative expression and step into your power and your healing in whichever way it feels good for you. Reach out if you need support. NazaninMarashian.com on the website, at NazaninMarashian on Instagram. And until next time, beloveds, keep dancing. It's Nazanin Marashian, love and heart, art.